This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
It's my 34th birthday, so I've got a bunch of questions for you on famous people with November 7th birthdays. This is Trivia with Buds. It be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds, and today happens to be my birthday. I'm 34 today, born in 85, the year of Back to the Future, and now I'm giving you some trivia. Thank you for checking out the show. If it's your first time listening, there's like 600 plus episodes to go back and listen to, and I just compiled a playlist of some of our best episodes of all time featuring guests. Guests like Brian Bonsall from the movie Blank Check, Victor DiMattia from the movie The Sandlot, Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry on Parks and Recreation, and a ton more. So go check those out. They're on my YouTube channel. You can just search Trivia with Buds on YouTube. And every episode of this podcast also gets uploaded as a video on YouTube if you ever want to listen to the show in the YouTube player for some reason. It is good for playlists, and I like making playlists on there for different reasons. So if you're into that kind of thing, go check out the YouTube channel. It's just Trivia with Buds. You can just type that in. It should come right up. This will be a fun episode, guys. I'm going to give you some clues about a famous person, male or female, and you will write down who you think we're talking about. So I'll just kind of give you a vague statement, but it is specific to one person, and you will try and guess who these 10 folks are. Should be a good time, including good times this weekend, doing a big birthday party with the kids. We all have November birthdays, so we're getting the bounce house and the whole deal. Should be a fun, fun time. I just got some fun outdoor activity type things. We have these stomp rockets that fly 100 feet into the air when you jump on them. So the kids will have a real fun time with those. And I got some of those slingshots that fling stuff. It goes like 250 feet in the air and then they twirl and they make noise when they come down. And I think they light up. So both kids love when I just throw a ball up in the air. That's how simple my kids are. We have all these toys and things. And my one kid loves to take a just regular basic 25-cent bounce ball and bounce it all over the house and chase it around. And the other kid just likes when I throw a ball up in the air. And I'm like, why do we even have any stuff? But that's what they say. We have a bunch of stuff going on this weekend for the birthdays of the kids and people coming over and all that stuff. And I was thinking about different things my mom used to do for my birthday growing up. I was the last kid of five, so I got a lot of hand-me-down games, a lot of hand-me-down gifts and things like that. Although I had a lot of cool stuff too. But one of the things I always remember doing, and let me know in a tweet or in a message of some kind, if your mom or caregiver did this kind of game. We would kneel on a chair with a back so you could put your arms over it, kind of like Uncle Jesse would sit, but you were so little, you would be on your knees kneeling down on the chair, and you would drop clothespins into like a juice jug. If anybody played that game, let me know. There really wasn't too much to it. That was it. It was like whoever got the most in got some prize. My mom prepared. We also did a game like a pin the tail on the donkey type game, but I think we would take wet sponges or pieces of sponges and throw them at a chalkboard and try and erase what was on the chalkboard, whatever was drawn or something like that. Let me know if you did that one. And then also, obviously, musical chairs and stuff, more common party games as a kid. But I might try and bust out one of those this weekend. There's a few kids coming over from my daughter's TK class, so we'll see if I can get those going. I know everyone's going to be in that bounce house. It's got a slide. It's going to be a good time. But if I could add a little excitement with the juice jug clothespin game, I think it could be a big hit. Share your games with me on social media, at Ryan Buds on just about everything. And thank you so much to people sending me gifts. I've gotten some weird stuff and some cool stuff from family members. I've gotten stuff from listeners of the show. And I've gotten stuff from friends that I've known forever. So thank you so much for all the cool stuff and the greetings and the well wishes and all that stuff. I appreciate everything that you guys ever send my way, whether it's content for the show or something physical or just a thumbs up in the form of a review of an episode. We're going to jump into these November 7th birthdays right now, guys. If you like the show, support it on Patreon, patreon.com/triviawithbuds. Here we go with 10 questions on November birthdays. All right, November birthday number one. Here's your clue. She was the first woman to win a Nobel Prize? Question number one, November 7th birthdays. All these people were born on November 7th. She was the first woman to win a Nobel Prize. Number one. Birthday person. Number two, he starred on Workaholics and appeared in two Pitch Perfect movies. Number two, he starred on Workaholics and appeared in two Pitch Perfect movies. Question number three, she's a Canadian singer-songwriter with the songs Both Sides Now and A Case of You. Question number three, she's a Canadian singer-songwriter with the songs Both Sides Now and A Case of You. Question number four, he was a Ukraine-born Soviet revolutionary who was born in 1879 and even had his own ism. Number four, he was a Ukraine-born Soviet revolutionary who was born in 1879 and even had his own ism. Question number five, she's a singer from New Zealand who's never seen a diamond in the flesh. Number five, she's a singer from New Zealand who's never seen a diamond in the flesh. Question number six, he was a French philosopher who wrote The Myth of Sisyphus. Number six, he was a French philosopher who wrote The Myth of Sisyphus. Number six. November 7th birthdays. Number seven, he was a famous evangelist who preached the gospel to more people than anyone in the history of Christianity. Number seven, he was a famous evangelist who preached the gospel to more people than anyone in the history of Christianity. Number seven. Question number eight, she played Kimberly on Different Strokes. Number eight, she played Kimberly on Different Strokes. Number nine, he starred and directed in the movie Super Size Me. Number nine, he starred and directed the movie Super Size Me. And number 10, he played Peter Brady on The Brady Bunch. Number 10, he played Peter Brady on The Brady Bunch. Those are your 10 November 7th birthdays. Hopefully you had fun figuring those out. A very wide spread of people. They're all different types, all different eras, all different jobs, and I hope you had fun figuring them out. We're going to jump into the answers in just a few. We are back, and I have a giant slice of cake that I'm about to dive into for the birthday. It's November 7th birthdays, and these are your answers. Number one, she was the first woman to win a Nobel Prize. The answer was Marie Curie. Marie Curie, famous scientist Marie Curie. Number two, he starred on Workaholics and appeared in two Pitch Perfect movies, not as noble as winning the Nobel Prize. Adam Devine. Adam Devine from Pitch Perfect and Workaholics. Number three, she's a Canadian singer-songwriter with the songs Both Sides Now and A Case of You. Joni Mitchell, whose work I am not familiar with, but I should listen to at some point. Joni Mitchell. Number four, he was a Ukraine-born Soviet revolutionary who was born in 1879 and even had his own ism. Trotskyism was the ism in question, and Leon Trotsky was the November 7th birthday boy. Number five, she's a singer from New Zealand who's never seen a diamond in the flesh. That would be Lorde, and her hit song Royals. Man, she's almost been out for like 10 years, which is insane because I moved here and that song was popular, which means I've almost been in LA 10 years. Nuts. Number six, he was a French philosopher who wrote The Myth of Sisyphus. That was Albert Camus, C-A-M-A-U-S. Camus. My wife read a lot of him in college. Number seven, he was a famous evangelist who preached the gospel to more people than anyone in the history of Christianity. That was Billy Graham. He was 99 years old, died last year, 2018. Billy Graham. Not to be confused with a WWE superstar named Superstar Billy Graham. Number eight, she played Kimberly on Different Strokes, Dana Plato, who died too young. Dana Plato had a rough end of her life, but great as Kimberly on Different Strokes. Love that show. Love that character. Number nine, he starred and directed in, he starred in and directed the movie Super Size Me. That was Morgan Spurlock. Remember that guy? He had a couple different shows and things. I think he had an FX show where he tried something different every month. Morgan Spurlock. And number 10, he played Peter Brady on The Brady Bunch. That was Christopher Knight, who I think looks a lot like Seth MacFarlane. Let me know what you think about that little proposal. Christopher Knight, Seth MacFarlane, maybe roughly the same age or so. You let me know. Those are the November 7th birthday questions, guys. I pretty much got the 10 most famous from the list that I found. There were a couple Instagram models in there on the list of the website I was on. I was like, nobody knows who these people are. But those were some fun ones, from Trotsky to Joni Mitchell to Dana Plato to Morgan Spurlock. I hope you had fun with today's episode. It's time for the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. And it's about November. What film is famous for the quote, "Remember, remember the 5th of November"? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was, when did Game of Thrones premiere? And it was 2011. Trivia team name of today is Off the Creep End. Off the Creep End. Funky Monkey Designs at fmdesignsinc.com. You can hit me up anytime, ryanbuds@gmail.com. And again, thanks for all the birthday wishes. I appreciate it. You guys rock. We'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.